Talk now.
You seem upset. Well, here's how the story goes. Remember that little Halloween bet that we made? You probably don't even remember. It was so early this morning. Anyhoozle, it turns out the criminal I hired to lift your watch was not trustworthy, and I ended up contracting tuberculosis of the foot and subsequently losing your death watch. But in the end, I like to think this whole thing is going to bring us closer together, and isn't that what it's really all about? Merry Christmas!
What are you saying? My watch is right here.
No, I made a switch. That's a fake.
No. This one's a fake.
What? No. What? No. What? No. You were behind all this? You played me.
Like Franz Blücher plays the flute.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
Look, it's Oscar from The Office.
Mm-hmm. We're watching a trailer for the movie we're supposed to talk about. Andrew Robinson, you set me and Douglas Robinson a task. You said, Damien and Douglas, you both hate horror movies. How about you go watch a horror movie at a place that is itself a horror show, the Caribe. And we said, challenge accepted. And you won.
Sorry, hold on.
You're victorious. We lost. Hard. Real
what
hard.
What movie are we talking about?
Andrew, can you tell us what Halloween is?
We're on.
We're here to investigate a patient that killed three innocent teenagers on a Halloween in 1978. He was shot by his own psychiatrist and taken into custody that night and has spent the last 40 years in captivity. Hello, Michael. I have something you might like to see.
Halloween is a film that came out 40 years ago by this guy, this amazing individual, John Carpenter, who just made crazy shit. And 40 years gone by, there have been like 40 other of Halloween movies, but no one cares about those. And suddenly today, a filmmaker who I quite love, even though I know that he has nowhere near a perfect record, David Gordon Green, decided to come along and make a Halloween movie, which he titled the official sequel to the first Halloween. It was helped written by Danny McBride, who it was something that was long talked about by all of them, and they got Jamie Lee Curtis to come back, and they were like, this is 40 years gone, Halloween is back. And I was fascinated. I was interested. I didn't know if it would work out. I'd heard good things, but here we are 40 years later with Michael Myers back in the streets and Jamie Lee Curtis ready waiting for him. I actually really like this movie. I know there are people out there who adored this movie. I'm not going that far. The thing about it is Halloween, the original 40-year-old movie, which is other than this, those two are the only movies I've seen in this franchise. I've never seen Halloween 2, Halloween H, all of this shit. If I have, I saw it as a drunken teenager and I've forgotten it already. Though the old Halloween movie, the thing I loved about it wasn't that it was some revelatory slasher film where they changed all of the rules and they did all of these great things. It was just a visceral movie in which this unstoppable force was just walking through people, and they found really cool and interesting fun ways for people to be murdered, right? That is the thing that I loved about Halloween, right? I've read a lot of articles where people go on about how Jamie Lee Curtis is redefining slasher films when Janet Leigh started it in Psycho and all sorts of shit. I'm like, let's leave that shit to the side. Halloween's just a really fun, dumb horror movie where somebody with a knife for some reason becomes unstoppable for 90 minutes and it just goes. This movie takes that idea and continues. But what I love even more about this movie is that it feels like it heard everyone try to eulogize and mythologize all of these slasher films in all of their think pieces, and makes fun of those people for thinking that hard about slasher movies. We have in this film the journalists, which, oh, when they call them podcasters, I know we're supposedly podcasters, but we don't joke about it enough, I guess. They're every second you see these guys walking around and trying to make more important moments happen for the sake of their recordings and their show that they're doing. You just look at the world around them and you realize people are like, you guys are crazy. What's wrong with you? You have the police officer who says he was there 40 years ago, and he becomes like the de facto guy from Jaws, whose name I'm trying to... Roy Schneider, I think his name is? Who was in Jaws? Who was the police commissioner? And, like, it works. I mean, I feel that this movie on a whole, the things that they add in from the original Halloween, where it isn't just Jason walking down the street murdering everything he can see, which there is a lot of that, not all of it works perfectly. I don't think that all of the character progression they put into Jamie Lee Curtis's 40-year-old grandmother version of her works or is great. But
wait, sorry, do you think that Jamie Lee Curtis is 40 years old in this movie?
40 years older.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Continue.
But for the final payoff of what the movie leads to, I'm fine with ignoring all of the dumb conversations they have with Judy Greer complaining that her mother was a horrible mother, which I can see that being true for someone having to build a basement for their childhood. That doesn't sound like a fun childhood. But she knows how to shoot a gun, so everything's fine. But yeah, you guys, I believe Damien especially, does not like Halloween. I don't know if Douglas has ever seen the original Halloween. He can tell me that soon. Did you enjoy this movie? Or are you just waiting with mics muted to be like, okay, Andrew's had his minute?
Douglas, I think you should go first.
So I have to tell you, Andrew, what you cannot see here is that we are literally just at the moment, why there was a little bit of a pause, we are kind of lazily waving at the other one to say, just you go, you talk. I don't want to talk about this. You talk. And I guess I got the short end of the stick. And to be honest, I'm too tired to talk about this movie, but at least I made notes. And some of these notes are ridiculous. So I'll start off at the beginning, and I will give this movie some credit. It had a really good retro title scene, a sequence. I like the title sequence. It's not spectacular and over the top or anything like that, but just, you know, having the pumpkin there and the nostalgic throwback title cards, it worked for me. It was fun. It was cool. No, I don't think I have any. I don't think I have much more positive notes here. And I guess I should probably start. I'm not going to go in any sequence, but I'm going to start probably with the more incoherent ones and then go towards the one that's, I think, the ones that may be coherent. I have one note that just says David Gordon Green. And you guys know. I mean, I don't need to explain why that's a negative, right? Okay, cool. That's
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah. Damien's nodding.
Yes. He's only made garbage.
Are you telling me you didn't like Prince Avalanche? Or vice principals?
Well, first of all, vice principals does not count. And let me tell you why. Because I actually had this conversation with Damien. Anybody can point a camera in front of people that have already written funny jokes and are being funny, and it be funny. So that doesn't count. Prince Avalanche, all right, fine. I'll give him that. I'll also, in a way, give him Pineapple Express, but I'm pretty sure if I watch that again, there will be questions. Everything else. What else is there?
Can't believe I'm...
All the Real Girls. Snow Angels was
I'm
pretty
sure
great.
It was. Moving on. My next note.
I thought you loved Our Brand is Crisis.
Our Brand is Crisis? I didn't watch that one. That's with...
Yes, you did.
No, that's... It...
With Sandra...
Oh, that movie.
I went Dumb with you to watch Upmanship. That movie.
That's the name of that movie. I adore that movie. He did that movie? Fuck.
Yes, he did that movie.
All right, fine. He has
so,
some positives.
Can you please come back at me? can you... Like, as I said, I don't think he... I know he has nowhere near a perfect record. But he has some
Fair
gems.
Enough. I mean, right? That one movie... It's a bad movie, by the way. I just want everybody to recognize that. But yeah, I do love Jamie Lee Curtis and Billy Bob Thornton just... Hamming the fuck out
Sandra
of each other.
It was Sandra Bullock, but okay.
What did I say?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jesus Christ. I'm tired, Andrew. I meant to say Sandra Bullock.
What's the difference?
What's Yeah, really. So my next note, and again, we're in the incoherent section, is just podcasters? Question mark? Seriously, guys? We're doing podcasters
joke.
Now. That was stupid. That was not a fun joke. I was just like, I remember watching it and being like, damn it. Why is it that? And there are a lot of movies nowadays that are putting more and more podcasters as characters in their films. And it just annoys me that they always feel like they think they're important and they're doing important work. If one day I come to you and say that we have to do this podcast because it's important, just shoot me right then and there.
First of all, you would say it is full of, because we are full of import. That's the first part. So I mean, we can't even say the word important as serious people. So that is never going to happen.
And so actually, one thing that I was a little bit disappointed in at first, and maybe I was just not paying attention, so you can tell me, Damien, but maybe for the first 5 minutes, while they were walking through the facility and doing stuff, I wasn't sure, and I kind of hoped that this was really a period piece and it was set in like the 70s or the 80s. But then as, you know, technology shows itself, you realize that actually it's nowadays. But that was a little sad for me. The next incoherent note I have is just, it says here, Jamie Lee Curtis's shirtless montage. And guys, that was spectacular.
That wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, it was. Jamie. And when I say shirtless, I don't mean like full-on shirtless. I'm not talking about the lady who you see her lady parts in. I'm talking about there is a montage. There's a montage where she's preparing for Michael Myers.
Okay.
And
yeah. She
takes off her, what it really is a shirt. It's like a flannel shirt, but she's wearing it like it's a sweater. And she has a shirt on underneath it. And you just see her arms, right? So it's not like, oh, they're taking off old people's clothes. But that whole montage was essentially her showing, oh, I've still got it. I'm going to, you know, murder Mike and... I'm going to do this and that and the other. And I thought I was just like, really, guys? That's, come on. Also, so I have a couple of notes that I want to leave till the end. They're kind of incoherent, but I think they're important. They are, no, sorry, they're of import.
Of import.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the last, note that I want to talk about before I get into those is actually really the most salient point for me when I'm watching this movie and what I felt about it. So if it's not obvious by now, Andrew, I really did not like this movie. And one of the reasons why is that the way this movie was structured is that from start to finish, this movie, it feels like a prequel, right? It feels like, I don't even want to say carefully orchestrated, because I'm not sure how much care there was taken in the creation of this film. But this movie was, from start to finish, somebody saying, okay, a Halloween movie needs Michael Myers. Michael Myers needs to be a murdering person who wears a mask and uses a knife and walks around and kills people. And this movie felt like one set piece to the next was just them creating a scenario where they slowly but surely got you back to that, right? He walked around and he had to escape from his asylum. Then he had to get his mask. Then he had to find the knife at some, or a knife at somebody's house. So this all just felt, and this is why this man is just slowly walking around, it just felt like a meandering film that didn't really have much of a... there was no payoff. Now, there are 2 points that I want to raise after this, because my review is essentially over. Fuck this movie. That's my review. But there were 2 things that I wanted to point out. And Damien, you would likely appreciate my first point, but I'm not sure if it will resonate, because I know your view on this movie, and I don't think you paid that much attention. But do you recall there was a fella in this film, a boyfriend of a babysitter?
Yes.
Okay. So do you remember that when he was on screen, I was generally just laughing my ass off for no particular reason?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was tied into the best part of the movie.
Yes, but it's not that.
Right.
Right? That's my next point, and we'll get there.
Right.
But before even that,
right,
there was a reason why I was laughing.
Yeah, you were real excited.
Because, so, I don't know how much attention you paid to this movie, that fella, and what he looked like. But I know he showed up early in the movie, but I didn't quite see it at that point. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he showed up at the babysitting house, I got an image, just a flash. Please, Damien, I don't think you can make an argument to tell me that that fella is not the reincarnation of Mitchell Goosen from Airborne.
No, you don't get to do this, though. Don't do this. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Damien.
Frighteningly accurate. Not that I'm thinking about it. It is scary how close. I wonder if he had a son. And this is like, Dad, you're in one movie.
Yup.
I too will be in one movie.
And they both will be bad, but
people will love them.
Airborne.
Because they're bad people. You don't get to do this. I don't appreciate this, Douglas, at all. You don't get to inject nice, happy thoughts into this movie.
Damon, I was dying.
That makes sense. I'll never watch this movie again. So there's no way I'll be able to confirm this.
Uh-huh.
But I think you're right.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a point that we've discussed in detail, in depth.
Oh, boy.
Andrew, we know how to fix this movie. It is clear. It is obvious. and something just happened to my screen. That's weird. But yes, it is clear and it is obvious what we have to do. So all of the bits that look like a Halloween movie, we need to chuck them into the ocean, just like we do with our single-use plastics. Then we need to carefully and lovingly write a movie about that babysitter and her child friend that yes, she's babysitting.
That little boy and her.
That little boy fucking and yeah, her together.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew, that movie would be spectacular.
How is the movie? How is the whole movie not built around the only two even remotely likable characters? The only people with charisma or chemistry or fucking anything. All right, Douglas, I've heard enough of you. Look here. Fuck everything. No team played hard. This game sucks. Fucking every single piece of this shit. It is not the sum of its parts. This is just a giant bowl of garbage. Dog? Outside of the fact that the movie isn't scary, like, we're just going to set that to one side. The part where no one is afraid. Watching, and I know the stereotype is a stereotype for a reason. I know it is racist. You shouldn't watch horror movies with black people. That's because there's going to be a subset of them that talk throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how not scary this movie was. There weren't even people yelling like, don't do it, or like, no one in the theater was scared. And I don't know if this plays into my theory that only children should watch horror movies.
Wait, hold on. You can get bonus points in basketball?
Yes. No, that's not what that means. You're a complete dipshit. But unlike football,
this is why you shouldn't be watching basketball during the podcast.
Unlike football, where I would need graph paper and fucking 90 minutes to explain what a rule is, in basketball, it is easy. You get 5 fouls, right? And in any of those 5 fouls, as long as someone isn't shooting, you don't get free throws. But after your 5th foul, you are now in the bonus. So any foul you do after that sends the people to the line. That is it. That took me 10 seconds. No graph paper required.
So what you're saying is bonus points.
It really is. Okay. If you touch anybody while you're in the bonus, you give them free opportunities to score.
Anyway, my apologies.
Stop distracting me. With good things, when I'm talking about garbage. Listen to me. Now, right, we've set aside the fact that it isn't scary. And we set aside, and I'm also going to set aside watching horror movies with black people and the non-stop talking. That just leaves me with one of the worst stories I've ever seen in any movie, at any point. The movie starts, and the podcasters go to meet Michael, and then he's being transported for reasons. And then the bus crashes for reasons. And there's people driving, and there's pure fog, and they can see that there is a prison transport bus that has overturned, and prisoners walking on the road, and the guy does the thing in all horror movies. He's just like, I'm going outside. Which is 2018. I thought Get Out explained why we don't do that anymore. Like, it's played out. You don't get to do that. You don't just get to go, oh, this thing that anybody with any sense would go, fucking no, I'm going to go check it out. And then the father goes, and then the son goes. They're both murdered because reasons. And then this man becomes a master of teleportation. Because what they do, and they do this repeatedly, is you see him somewhere and someone recognizes him. And then the camera cuts to something, and then when it cuts back, he has disappeared. Yep. Dematerialized. Which The Rock taught me that a body can do. A body can vaporize. So I don't know if that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But then the movie just... Douglas says the movie's meandering. And that is a nice way to say this movie's boring as shit. It just keeps going. And at the end of the movie, something so remarkably stupid happens. That at the point that it happened, I went, there's no fucking way this movie expect... Like, even for this movie, it is a step too far. She's running away from Michael, and she runs into the woods. Now, there is a straight road where the car... Where she come out of the car and she runs into the woods. That road leads to the house. They show her running through the woods, not plotting a course, not anything. As far as I am aware, she's never been to that house. So she's just running away from that house. And then towards the end of the movie, she's just in the back of the... She's just in the backyard. She's just run in one direction so hard that she ran around the world and ended up in the backyard. I went, movie, how the fuck? What?
Oh, what my is goodness.
This movie.
I kind of love the way your brain works, Damien.
This fucking movie is so bad. It is such a heap of... Like... And I understand it is paying homage to a movie that is also bad from fucking 90 years ago.
Hey, your facts right. 40 years ago.
In 2018, I thought Get Out finally made people understand that you can't do this shit anymore. These tropes are only here so that you can make fun of them. Not, you don't get to fall into it and go... Yeah, but that's because the old... No, you don't get to... Like, no one wants to see that shit. I don't want... Sorry, let me not say no one, because this movie did break records. But Douglas explained
raise
that to
his
me.
Hand. Raise his hand. Wants to Doug, see. Wants to
Douglas
see.
Douglas explained what happened. It is a old thing that people have remade. And so people need... They must see it. So I guess that is how this world works at this point. But... Andrew, for the first half, we got intermission, which helps with tension, right? If you have a tense movie, what you want halfway through the movie is to just have people get up and walk around. It builds the tension.
Their legs.
Halfway through the movie, I got up from where I was and sat beside Douglas. And when I sat beside Douglas, I said, Douglas, this movie's fucking garbage. And Douglas said, Damien, you're correct. And I said, all right, maybe the second half will fix this. And me and Douglas weren't even trying to mark this movie. Like, we were being good little boys. We did not sit down. We weren't actively shitting on this movie. And at the end of the movie, we heard people behind us just in disgust, just get up and it's like, this fucking movie just left. Just went, yep. The acting is bad. Let's break it down. The acting sucks. It's a horror movie, so they get a free pass. Douglas said he enjoyed the music. I think. I remember.
I mean, the... Sure.
All right, cool.
The theme is so good theme.
Right, so the music also sucks. All right. Right. Yeah, I think it's the theme you're saying.
The
theme right.
I like the theme.
So the music sucks, right? The one good part of the movie, we get 3 minutes off, and then the babysitter is murdered. He kills fucking everybody except the people you know aren't going to be murdered. And
I just want to watch that movie with them just being... Yeah. What are those Muppets called? Waldorf and something or something like that?
Just beautiful.
Just... Andrew, please.
She's just like...
Talk to your people.
You're
right?
My... What was
that's
it?
That's a movie I need to
watch. My 18 favorite. person to babysit. Oh my god. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, Damian.
Yes.
Damian.
Hi.
When he says to her, I know you're going to smoke weed.
Right.
Like, that was a great... And yep. They didn't even finish off the joke right. I was waiting. He went upstairs. Douglas. She put him to bed. And he said to her, leave the door open. I need it open just a crack.
Right.
And as she walks out, he doesn't end the sentence with, so I can smell that sweet, sweet weed. Or some shit like that. Like,
Douglas, like again.
I mean, that whole sequence was good enough, but that would have just...
Stop writing better movies. It is movies like these that made me hate horror movies to begin with. And this is just reinforcing my hatred of the genre. Because if this is what horror movies are, like, people love this. People think this is good. How can I listen? Like, if someone watches this movie and go, yeah, this movie is good, what am I supposed to take from that? Like, am I really supposed to listen to this person's recommendation in the future? Like, there's no judgment there. No. No
judgment.
No.
I mean, should I listen to someone who says that Rambo Part 2 is the best movie ever? I shouldn't, really.
No. You are mistaken. I said it is my.
Isn't there another Rambo movie coming out soon?
Who gives a shit?
I think
they've already made the one good one who no one needs anymore.
Uh-huh. There's a new Creed movie coming out.
My favorite movie of all time. I didn't say it was the best movie of all time. There's a big distinction there.
I'm pretty sure I could pull up recordings and get that word in.
And say it's the best movie of all time, yes. But I'm speaking only for myself. Right? It is why I have two best movies of all time. One is an actual movie, and one is the best movie.
What's the actual movie?
Ikiru.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes I honestly think Damien throws Ikiru in it just to throw me off.
No.
Right?
So,
like, he talks about all of his crazy
dumb
movies, and then he throws in Ikiru so that I can't kill him.
Yeah, it's not like we did a podcast where I spoke about that movie for about 50 minutes. That certainly didn't happen. And I haven't bought that movie 4 separate times. No. I'm fucking with you people. Because I'm a dick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just pretend to like that movie. Because, all my credit. I just check my credit, son.
Because of the level of import of this show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Halloween.
It's real bad. And fuck you for picking this movie. Care about some sucks. Just a quick update.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually very curious about this because, like, Halloween, and once again, I'm going to say things like the Halloween franchise, but I really just mean the first movie and this movie because I don't know what the shit happened in between. It's watching these movies for me. Wasn't scary movies. These were movies where it was just about watching this man walk down a street and murder everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And the way we talk about bad action movies, like, that's kind of a bad action movie, right? You're just watching a guy walk down the hallway and murder everyone. Now, definitely in some of these more elaborate action movies, there's some more kinetic motion going on and some more fun being taken into play, because the Matrix can't just have a man stand up and be I am a brick wall and not say anything for 2 hours and walk down the street. And the thing that I loved about the first Halloween movie is still here, which is that I don't want to even say stoic. You even brought it up, the mystical nature of the way he moves around and teleports. They even, like, almost make fun of it at the end of the movie when they have Jamie Lee Curtis do pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? To kind of make it feel like, oh, no, she's the boogeyman. And it's...
There's only one Baba Yaga. His name is Jonathan Wickham.
And that was the only joke I loved about Ant-Man and the Wasp. the Baba Yaga. And then I asked myself, is John Wick going to show up in the MCU? No.
So I like that Ant-Man movie. I like it. You're all mean.
I don't know if Douglas has seen it. Has Douglas watched it?
Douglas has not. Douglas didn't like the first one.
I did not like the first one.
Yeah, he likes Marvel movies enough that I think he would force himself at some point to like pretend to watch it.
I think you've overestimated Douglas's love of Marvel movies.
But yeah,
very
like
high overestimation. Yeah.
How long did it take you to watch Black Panther? 6 months.
It took me, it might have been 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Literally, the only reason I watched it was that the next Marvel movie was coming out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. The next one will come out and you'll be like, well, I haven't seen episode 12 yet, so I can't see episode 13. So.
Yeah, good. I think you're
overestimating.
Yeah, I don't think Douglas cares anymore.
But yeah,
Keanu Reeves movies to watch.
What I'm basically saying, Damien, coming back to Halloween, is that I find your criticisms unfounded. Because, because this movie is stupid. Everything about it is stupid, but that's what it was meant to be. So,
Was it meant to be good?
Were you meant to be funny?
No, I just want to know if the movie was meant
to
be good.
Damien, hold on one second. Yeah, there we go. I found your criticisms.
Oh, yes. It says the essential book of criticisms. Yeah, I found them. This movie is bad.
Okay.
It says that on the back. Author Douglas Robinson. I don't know who that is, but who cares?
Co-author.
Andrew? Listen, it pains me to tell you that you're right. And you've been right more often than not this year, which it sucks, because this is not what I expect of you. But it is things like this that let me know that you're still in there somewhere. You've changed, but not enough. Because this movie, I don't see what it is to like about this movie. Like, I honestly don't see. Like, if you just want to see someone walk up and down stabbing people, you can just watch Old Boy again. You know, that scene with the hammer. You can do that. You can watch The Raid or The Raid 2. You can watch Dread. There's a lot of things if you just want to watch people stab the shit out of people. You can watch John Wick. He does a lot of stabbing of people. But it is the entire setup and the whole, it is the process. Just so much. You can feel the years of nostalgia weighing down this movie. And you see where they're trying, that podcaster shit was lame as oh my, it was so fucking lame. You just knew they were going to be the first people to be murdered. And while they were, I think, the third or fourth, they were the first set. And
you're
everyone
the first people
that,
who you knew who they were.
Right. Everyone that spoke, you're just like, all of these people are going to be murdered. And then there's horny teenagers, because of course. And
they're doctors.
The doctor, you're just like, come the fuck on with the doctor. And the husband.
Doctor.
And then the ending that you like, Andrew. Jesus Christ. Just like wanted to throw up in the theater. That's how bad that ending is.
It'd right? be an improvement on the theater. Just
Yeah, actually it would be. But no. Like to you and all the people that like this movie, fuck you people. It was shit. It was shit about your shitty opinions. You wouldn't even have the decency to go, this movie's fucking terrible. But it is exactly what I wanted. That's not what you guys are just like, no, this movie is subverting expectations and this and that. Like, you came out here like there was legit arguments for why this movie wasn't a flaming pile of garbage. But you tried. You like this movie. Unlike this movie, you tried hard. This movie didn't.
What grade do I get? Do I get like
movie's
a
getting
C?
Relegated.
Do I get a C or a B?
You get an A for effort.
Oh, sweet.
But your Thank premise you. Is so flawed that I have to fail. This paper is...
It's an
paper
F gets minus. An F.
Yeah, it's a Q. We're marking this on a curve and it still got zero. So it's not good.
All right, so moving along.
Yeah, let's never talk about this. I mean, I won't ever have to talk about this. I had to rewatch the trailer a while ago to remember some of the shit that happened in this movie. Because this movie is supremely forgettable.
So one of my favorite parts of this movie is one of the random murders that happen across along the way. I think it's when he finally gets a knife.
Mm-hmm. That's no knife.
There's a scene where like you kind of are sitting from the outside of the house and you're looking in to see like some mother on the phone right. calling her child or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason for this scene, they did it where they don't do the normal thing where you cut around and you see them going from scene to scene. It's just all in this one shot. The camera
yep.
just moves side to side a little mm-hmm. bit. And you suddenly see him just appear, walk into the side and appear behind her. And I kind of like that scene.
Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get you, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, it is.
It's like long tracking shots or a still camera. Like there's those little camera things that just get you goddamn podcasters juices flowing. It's like they did it.
Yep, they did uh-huh. it.
Let's just rest this camera on this windowsill and watch Jason murder. Like, oh my.
His name Finally. Is Michael. Yeah. Jason is the other movie.
Watch Freddy Krueger murder. Oh my.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I hate you more right now. Please, Billy. I spent money to watch this pile of garbage. You know how much right more on. Sports I could have watched in those 3 hours? I was lucky, though. I didn't get to see any trailers. I came in, yeah. and it's just like movie starts. I was like, fucking A.
It was hilarious. Damien called me about an hour before. He's like, I'm leaving now.
Mm-hmm.
And I left maybe 15 minutes before.
Yes.
And I was like, where are you? You're late. He's like, I'm coming.
Yes. My friends at the Transport Authority decided, what if on a Saturday there's also traffic? I went, oh, you fucking motherfuckers. They've been doing me dirty for the last couple of months. I am late every day. Oh, thank you, Jamaica. You're doing it right.
Yeah, traffic is horrible.
Oh, yeah, but at least your traffic is legitimate. The okay. Transport Authority is creating artificial traffic. Oh. Mandy was a scarier movie than this.
So
yes, it did scare me.
I was driving back from Mobay, and at one stage, there was a guy walking on the road with a chainsaw, a pretty long yeah. chainsaw. And I said to myself, is he walking to a chainsaw fight?
No, you don't get to laugh at Mandy. Because you don't like that movie. You don't get to make jokes. Right. So what else do we do on this podcast?
We talk about things. So I suppose I could talk about the movies I've watched this week.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. I watched two movies this week. I watched Pitch Perfect 3.
Okay.
Which wasn't that great. But I knew that was going to happen.
Did you watch the first two?
Of course.
Then who cares?
Exactly. I love the first two.
Exactly.
This one
this is
was,
just more of that.
It's more of that, but it's not as... It's not...
It's diminishing returns. Yeah. The second one wasn't as spectacular as the first one.
I was upset that the commentators weren't in it more. That's because they were yeah. really good still.
That is part of the reason.
Listen...
They've been telling the same... It's like Super Troopers. You don't get to tell the same jokes yeah. over and over and get away with it.
Yeah.
So they did it the second time and we gave them a free pass. They don't get to do it anymore.
I hear you.
Hopefully this is the last one. And you'll always have the first two.
True. So the second movie I watched, Ant-Man 2. I watched the second Ant-Man movie.
Well done.
After all of that, that's
pretty good.
Jamming yes. you guys were doing mm-hmm. earlier.
And?
Uh-huh. I kind of like
Yes!
Yes. Baba Yaga.
That, by the way, it helps. When you guys said Baba Yaga, before you made a joke, in my head I made the joke. When I was watching it, I was like, where's John Wick?
Where's John Wick?
Uh-huh. Didn't even acknowledge that John Wick existed. John Wick does not exist in the MCU. Sad.
Disney hasn't bought that property.
Yeah.
they're just holding on.
Of course.
I mean, to be honest, Thanos wouldn't have won if John Wick was in the MCU.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
John Wick 3.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
And to be fair, I now understand the joke that you made about that movie, about, you know, is he really, when did this movie, I guess he might have.
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, I was surprised at how much I like this movie. This movie is definitely a shitty movie, but
it knows,
and it's fine. I enjoyed it.
It's the thing, like, this movie is like, it's not what Deadpool is actively going, we know where all the jokes are and we know why this is stupid and we're going to make a point of mocking the shit out of comic book. But this is doing the same thing, just not as aggressive. It's just like, guys, we know. It's Ant-Man. Like, we can't tell grand, huge stories with Ant-Man.
Actually, so much so that I'm thinking of watching the first one, because I don't understand how I can like this movie and not like the first one.
I'd have asked you the same thing. Like, this one is literally just more Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is done competently, which is understandable. They have all of the money on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks great. And then Paul Rudd does his thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I like Paul Rudd, generally. Yeah.
Michael Pena is in it. He does his thing.
He does.
Walter Goggins is in there. And he is, I mean, they should just have shots of him actively biting like the upholstery. He is having himself the best time.
And I love that throughout this whole movie, there is an argument as to whether truth serum exists.
Yes.
It just keeps going.
That is what this movie is. It's just like, we're big. This is dumb. And we're going, like, even the jokes that you saw in the trailer where they're just like, listen, putting on a baseball cap doesn't mean that people can't see. It's just you, but going to a ball game. And then they play, and you're just like, all of the bits work. It's not, listen, Thor is now the new watermark.
Mm-hmm.
Thor 3, sorry.
Thor.
Right, sorry.
Yeah. Thor. The right. Thor movie.
The Thor. That is the mark everyone needs to hit. And this isn't there, but it knows that. And it is, like, this movie knows what it is. It mm-hmm. is not trying harder to, like, it reminds me more of the first Guardians of the Galaxy than any of the other movies. Because the first Guardians, they were just like, listen, we can do whatever the fuck we want here. Because no one knows who these people are.
Yeah.
And the second one is the one that they're trying
hard.
And
you're just being confused, just like, but this is
Marvel.
Funny.
Yeah, it says Marvel on the front.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like this, no. Right?
Yeah.
And the second one, they're just like, it just went too far. Like, the back half of that movie was like, I don't know what the fuck.
The more I watch a movie, the more I like it. But it definitely, it was light, right? It was
and
Guardians
this one
light.
This one is just, it feels comfortable. Like, it's not the best, but it knows it.
Not.
It's just a well-executed Ant-Man movie. Like, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. It is, especially after what happened in the full Avengers movie, you need some kind of ramp back up. It can't just be... Yeah. Because if this movie was trying to be the big thing, you'd have gone, I know what happens in the last one.
Can you imagine that child who was crying with the toy in his hand going to this movie? He can't take anymore.
Right,
he can't take anymore pain.
That's what you get. That's when you get therapists involved. Like, you have to come with me.
because it's been not good for you for a while now.
So they had to give him a little pick me up. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I watched it and I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And maybe because my bar was so low, that's why I like it this much. Because I recognize that it's not good, but
it's not.
It's fun. It's great.
It is. I mean, I know this sounds mean, but that's not. I don't mean it that way. It is not. It is not great, but it is not actively bad. Like it knows that it isn't. It won't hit the greatness watermark. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, listen, we won't. This is not a bad movie. And we'll take all the steps to ensure that doesn't happen so that you have yourself a time. Will it be the best time? No. But you're spending time with us and it won't feel wasted. And that's what I like about the movie.
By the way, I can feel the flames that are coming from Andrew. Can you imagine right now Andrew in his head is thinking, I tried so hard to make him like the good one. Mm-hmm. And know that I hate this movie. This fucker likes it.
He's just like, I'm all on board.
I can just... I hear the cogs turning in your brain, Andrew.
Such is life. Can't win them all.
You like Ant-Man too, right?
I mean, me?
Yeah.
Not really, no. Like, it has bits... Feels like a made-for-TV movie.
Cool.
Burn. Isn't that all we watch now? Isn't that what Netflix is?
Talking about that, earlier today, I don't know if either of you guys saw this. Earlier today, I saw a trailer for a movie called Bird Box.
Nope.
I think is the name.
Making shit up.
I don't think I've watched a trailer in like 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
And it stars Sandra Bullock. And I think I also saw, it's called Bird Box. It stars Sandra Bullock, and it also has the friend from Get Out, and it has John Malkovich in it, and I think I saw a couple other people who I've already forgotten. But talking about made for TV and Netflix, this is a movie for Netflix. It is a horror-ish movie in which something has happened to the world, and people are just seeing the scariest thing they can imagine in their minds. So Sandra Bullock decides to run around the world with her children with blindfolds on. And they have to learn how to live with blindfolds on. Kind of like a different movie about not talking. Not making sound.
So,
that is a bad...
essentially...
That is bad.
This movie is about Scarecrow accidentally dosing all of the world.
The whole world, yeah.
Pretty much.
And the way to not be afraid is to close your eyes.
Yep.
That's
premise sounds. It is convoluted and stupid.
Okay. But it also doesn't help the fact that we're talking about made for TV movies and we had something just one step away from what this movie is.
Woof. Oh boy. That sounds...
I thought it was quite funny when I saw that earlier.
Sounds real bad.
Anyways, you were talking about Ant-Man and other made-for-TV movies.
So those are the two that you saw?
Pretty much. I mean, the only other thing I suppose... you mentioned something that I haven't finished yet. So and I've watched it already anyway, so I'm not really going to talk about it. And the only other thing that I have finished, but isn't really a movie, is I watched the latest season of Daredevil, which I guess I know like again. I remember I really didn't like the second season, and I think that made me decide that the first season wasn't good either. But I watched this one, the third one, and it was decent. Okay. I would still say that all of these shows are bad. But I've decided that this bad season is good one.
I mean, they haven't cancelled this one, so that's a good sign.
I thought that was hilarious.
I am
that they so are cancelling these two shows. So essentially, everybody got upset with them because they were being racist. So they cancelled the only shows that weren't all white.
Yep.
I love it.
Didn't they cancel Jessica Jones though?
No, absolutely not.
They didn't?
Ugh. Not yet.
I need some help.
I'm halfway through this season of Daredevil and I'm in love with Bullseye.
Ah, yes.
Colin Farrell is in this one?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Should give it a watch.
Yeah. He's like, dumb.
I love what they're doing. It's amazingly crazy and creepy, and I love what's going on.
You guys can't get me to watch it, so I'm fine.
Andrew, did you ever finish watching Iron Fist?
I have finished Iron Fist.
Finally! Oh my god, Andrew.
Is it the best? Or is it
no,
best?
It's... Actually, I continue to not mind this show. It's fine. Well, I can't continue.
They got my letters.
Yeah, apparently. But I was so upset at the end of that show.
Because it's bad?
No, let me tell you why.
Feel free to spoil it exactly. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So the whole backlash of the first season was how dare you cast this white man as Iron Fist because he's white.
Right.
And clearly Netflix took that shit to heart.
All right.
So in this season, in the last episode, the girlfriend becomes Iron Fist. Which I see, right? How I view this is them saying, all right, guys, I unracist it. Unracisted it.
Before which she got ridiculous. The Iron Fist powers, did they say let our powers combine? And then there was like a fist bump.
Damn, man. Yes. It actually got me upset because...
It's so plainly that they're writing this show to appease dipshits on the internet.
Absolutely. And I mean, maybe I'm wrong, right? I honestly don't see the problem that everybody else sees. And maybe I am wrong because of that.
It's because you don't see color.
but
Jesus.
It's clear that they're like, yo, fuck. What can we do to not be called these bad things?
Could you write a better TV show? Can't do that shit. So, let's make this Chinese bitch. Free pass, huh, guys? High five. We did it. First, she's a woman. Second, she's not white. Yep. We did it.
And then I love how everybody... Well, I don't know about everybody, but a lot of people online are upset about... not Iron Fist. Luke Cage being cancelled. Was I the only one that realized that show is so bad?
The show was bad from the second half of the first season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
One on. Snake face or whatever the fuck he was called was murdered.
Douglas.
Yeah.
I don't want us to go straight to Luke Cage because I think I thought you'd kind of get to it, but you didn't really get to it, so I'm a little upset.
Nope.
I understand that you felt a level of import to talk about racism. But how do you not talk about Iron Bullets?
I'm sorry, what the hell did he just say?
Yes, they when were. The go ends, ahead, Andrew, please tell us.
When the Iron Fist show ends, he has now passed his Iron Fist over to Chinese lady, so he no longer has the glowing hand anymore.
Of course.
But then he flies off across the world, and we see him, like, I don't know, a couple months later, and he's hanging out in some bar in China or Japan. I don't remember which country he's in. And they're all like, tell us about this guy. And they're like, you don't want to know about that guy. And then they pretty much start a fight. And then this guy, who no longer has an iron fist, pulls out two guns, shoots said guns, with the guns glowing yellow and having iron fist bullets. And then and then the show just ends.
Yeah. And I think it says Iron Fist will return, doesn't it?
I don't remember that part. I remember reading in all of the announcements of the show being cancelled that Netflix has said that the show is cancelled, but the character will probably return. Well, so he'll probably show up in some other show somewhere.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if they specifically said him, but they said something like that. But actually, now that you remind me about that, I did research
just to go back again to the other item, because I said to myself, here what? Maybe I shouldn't be this upset. What if it happened in the comic and they were just doing that? I'd still think that they did it specifically for that reason. But here what? Let me check. And it absolutely didn't happen in the comic. So this is something they've decided to do because of their little snafu. Right. But in that research, yes, the powers combined. In that research, I also was also able to tell you what the half-assed shitty explanation for iron bullets are.
I've looked that up as well. I've read the like shitty comic book background to be like, oh well, they did it somewhere in the book somewhere.
Yeah.
So they have reason for it. But still, it makes no fucking sense.
And of course it doesn't.
It's so ridiculous that it's the kind of thing where, because I don't know if it's one of those situations where everybody knew the show was cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last week, they're like, look, let's throw this thing in just to, like, fuck with people, right? As opposed to, like, work up to it in, like, 5 seasons. But it comes out of so nowhere that I kind of see it, and I'm like, that's so dumb, I kind of want to see what they do next. like this would be the kind of thing that if you're watching a shitty TV show, and then they just start not caring and throwing in more and more ridiculous shit for just to fuck with you. I'm like, no, I need to see the next button to see what happens next now. I was out before, but they got me back with this. This doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
So yeah, Damien, iron bullets.
Wait, what? What's happening? What is happening? We're still talking about shitty Netflix shit?
We're not over here watching.
Definitely ads not for watching Incredibles, ads for Incredibles 2 and being happy. So happy.
I love that movie so much.
Movie's so good.
I still haven't watched it. Dog. But it's on digital today, which means, well, it probably will be buy only. Dog. But I'll be able to watch it soon.
Like, there's sequels and then there's this shit.
Wow.
This shit is fucking tremendous. Like, did John Wick 2 the shit out of this movie. That's like, oh, you thought you liked the first one? Let's do this. No, we have something for you. It's real good. I'm upset that movie's so good. Because it shouldn't be. They took too long. It just shouldn't be. It has no right to be that good. Anywho, Andrew, what did you watch? Because mine will be short.
All I've seen is half a season of Daredevil.
Okay.
I meant to watch this thing on Netflix that I heard good things about, but I have not gotten around to it.
What's that?
I think it's... What's the name of it? Something at Night.
It comes at night?
Yes, this comes
the
at night.
The come out at night?
Stop it.
The Night Comes for Us is the name of it. And it's a new action movie with our friend Eco.
Oh, okay. So I've decided I want to watch that movie. And let me tell you why. Right?
Is that Netflix?
Fuck Netflix.
Movie?
It's Netflix. But let me hold on. I have strong. So you might not get this because I'm not sure if you've watched this, but I have strong justification. Damien, I mean, at least Andrew, I know he's watched this movie, but Damien, have you watched, we've told you to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched a movie by the name of Headshot?
Uh-uh.
You need to watch that movie. It's the greatest movie ever made. Andrew, have you watched a movie by the name of Headshot?
You know I have.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
This movie, not listening to you anymore.
I saw
this movie.
This
you didn't watch a movie for Headshot.
And that is why I didn't watch a movie for Headshot.
So this movie has Eco, the star of Headshot, and is directed by the director of Headshot.
Quick question.
I am 100% watching this movie, Damien.
I just want one answer
yes.
so far.
Mm-hmm.
What's the good Netflix movie that has come out? Name one.
Bright.
No. Let's start this.
Devine's.
That. Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
That doesn't count.
Devine. How does that not count?
That doesn't count.
Why?
Because that was so long ago. That was before
so
Netflix
ago.
Was branding.
So long ago as in 2016?
Listen to me.
That's 2 years ago.
Dog, you know what I'm talking about. We've been at this now for about 2 years, and everything that we've seen has been trashed.
Speaking of trash.
There's some we pretend to like,
I feel
but
like
it's
you
been
would
bad.
Never watch this, but have you tried to watch Netflix's latest stand-up special?
From?
A fellow by the name of Adam Sandler.
Excuse me? Douglas, there's no fucking way.
So...
Douglas, no.
So...
No?
I decided why not.
No?
I want you to watch the first 5 minutes just so that... I don't like it, right? I'm just telling you this. I stopped maybe 15 minutes in. I want you to watch the first 5 minutes mm-hmm. just so that you and I can talk about how bad it is. Oh. Like, trust me, it's worth it. Like, I don't understand who thought
Douglas,
that they would do
you remember
this.
I came here and I was just like, I watched the D.L. Hughley special.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn,
I am not above watching bad things. If at any point I thought this person was funny, yo, dog.
I used to think Adam Sandler was funny.
Listen to me, man.
A long time ago.
The Water Boy is as old as me and you, dog. Like, that movie's fucking...
I never liked Water Boy.
Did you like 50 First Dates?
I think
that's the last good
I love
movie
50 First
ever
Dates.
Made.
You know which one I really liked as well? The first big one.
The one where you sit in the golf balls?
No, that's the second one. That one was okay.
Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, thank you. Billy Madison. But then even, I think the last one that I really liked, that is probably questionable, but whatever, was Zohan. And that one was
you don't
still
mess with
like,
the Zohan?
Yeah, that's probably, what, 15 years
you
ago?
You need to go revisit that.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You should take a quick check on your life, and then you need to... When you're in a good place, you need to take a look at what you don't mess with the Zohan is. Because...
I remember going to the theater alone to watch Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm. I like that movie.
I remember liking that movie a lot. That was in 1999. That means I was, what, 13? 13. 13.
11. Who cares?
I think that was the last time that I legit loved, bang, like, a dumb Adam Sandler comedy. Like, the Adam Sandler movies I like now are the ones where I can be like, oh, he was in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, and that's cheating.
And that was still about 20 years ago.
And that was not his movie.
Right, that's me cheating, not, yeah.
Yes.
So, Damien, when are we watching The Sisters Brothers?
I really, really want to watch it. I don't give a shit what Andrew says. I know he's wrong. I know it.
Yes!
In my bones, I know it.
Feels so good.
I know it. I keep watching Vikings. I need Netflix to see. And listen to me, Netflix.
Vikings isn't a Netflix show, you know.
It's like
I remember when you were like Douglas. This show. I can't remember the name of it. Oh my god.
And you're like
our favorite space show.
Oh, The Expanse.
The Expanse.
You're like,
and you're just
it's
like,
on Netflix.
It's a Netflix show. It's the greatest.
And you're like, dog, it's not a Netflix show. Listen to me. I need you to focus. Netflix. When I'm watching the Netflix, I need a setting.
Oh, have you been watching The Wanted?
No, I'm waiting for it. I can't watch one at a time.
It looks like it's,
it's
two episodes every day, every week.
Remember, you told me to watch it, and I got to watch two seasons in
13
seconds.
Yeah.
And then when it was done, I did the thing that I do know, which is just start it over. I'm just like, I know there's not anymore, but I can do this again and feel just as good.
I do that with some shows.
Douglas, Netflix did me dirty. Netflix is just like, I had work in the morning. I came home, it was about 8. Started watching Vikings. And at some point, Netflix is just like, yo, dog, you still watching this? That is how long I sat in front of the TV and did nothing. Netflix is like, yo. Now, Netflix, I don't know how you're going to do this. But when I fall asleep and wake up and Netflix has paused the show, and it's like, are you still watching? I feel good. I'm just like, good looking out, Netflix. Good looking out. But when I've sat there actively watching something, and Netflix is like, you've been here for 4 hours and you've done nothing. You still here? That's not okay, Netflix.
You should click the button when it says next episode in 5 seconds or skip the beginning. That's how
I use it. That is the time I use to readjust myself on the bed. I'm just like, all right, this position. I like lean some more. And Netflix is just like, you still watch? And that is when I looked at the time and it was, of course, 1:15 in the morning. I went, Netflix, why? Why did you be like this?
And please tell me you had work the next morning.
Oh, I had work.
Oh, yes.
Very early the next morning. Netflix did me dirty. I don't like it. But outside of that, you guys know how this works? Sports. All of them are back. And baseball will soon end, so I'll have to listen to people pretend to like baseball in the mornings. It can just be real sports again. Oh, it's so good. I can't watch American sports shows now. Because they never talk about hockey. Because, I mean, let's be serious. And it wasn't until yesterday I found out that it was like the World Series of baseball. So no one cares about that title.
Yeah. The World Series start already?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew they were in playoffs and thing, but okay.
It still feels weird to not like skip the NFL sections of like sports talk shows. It's just go, oh, I can just not watch this section. But no, I can, and it's all right. It's all right. But yeah, that's it. It's just me and Vikings. Don't watch that. Like, if there's people on the fence thinking I should watch that,
you know what I found out recently, and I don't know why this interested me, but do you know that the guy that makes the boats in Vikings, he's Alexander Skarsgård, those guys, he's their brother.
Oh, that is impressive, because he doesn't look anything like those guys.
Yeah, so
maybe it's just the makeup.
I know, right? So he is related to a man who makes war on everyone.
Or, oh my god. In A Good Place. Have you watched the latest episodes of A Good Place?
Oh, Good Place.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen
I'm
those.
Caught up.
Right. So maybe it's the same thing like the Hemsworth brother.
I've decided that's just a guy that they've hired. That's not a Hemsworth brother. So but good. I love it. Yeah.
Oh my god. Trust me. I don't think this season is anywhere near as strong as the other.
Of course not. I know they've put themselves in a scenario where they're on Earth and things can't reset and nothing can be out of the ordinary.
That Hemsworth stuff.
Yeah, that joke is good.
Pretty good.
You know what was great? When Jason came and Tahini, whatever her name is, and they're like, we're married! And Janet was like, really? Really?
Janet is still
Janet is the one best of the best parts of the show.
That show.
Yeah.
And, oh my, like, I know a show like this wouldn't work, but I just want a 30-minute show with just Jason. just him. Just him.
I love
doing it
at one point they're like, Michael, you broke the world. No, I didn't. The Jaguars are good.
Yes. Maya Rudolph still putting in work. Yuck. Like, the show is still on track. It's just not as good.
No, it's not.
Which is disappointing.
Well, we'll see how they deal with, because they finally fixed themselves into a situation after this point. They are now on Earth and have a plan.
Right.
So maybe that will help, but I don't see how they can get away with the sort of shenanigans that they did before, you know?
Yeah. So in all actuality, it's been Vikings and A Good Place.
And
Andrew, next week, get ready. My Hanamatsu review will be ready for you next week.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
How are you feeling about this?
About what?
About Hinamatsuri.
I will talk to you next week.
No, you can't leave me.
Get ready.
You guys want to know what I think about Fresh Off the Boat? I've been watching that too.
No, I know what you think about Fresh Off the Boat. I remember telling you to watch it a long time ago. I was like, you mean fuck yourself. No,
which, you kept that in a fairness, secret.
In fairness, you're right. I've led you guys astray a lot, especially with TV shows.
Yep.
I did get X-Fans right, though.
Yes, you did. I think I saw Ali Wong on one of these episodes the other day.
She writes on that show. Yeah, I know. Can't tell.
Yeah.
Because these people are the worst people.
Yep.
So bad.
I think like, Suspiria comes out this week.
Ooh. What comes out?
Suspiria.
Oh, okay. Actually, First Man comes out here this week.
Hey guys, that's cute. You know what comes out tomorrow? Fucking Red Dead. So good luck with all of that bullshit people are planning to do. just watch the box office fall to pieces. Douglas, there are games that have that their entire decade-long run comes out this weekend, right? That is how they built the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone took one look at Red Dead and went, fucking no way.
No.
Get all, they're like, listen, all your shit has to come out before Red Dead or like 3 weeks. If you put it in that first 3 weeks, good luck. Don't put out jack shit, cause it's not going. No one's going to play your game, dog. You're on your own. So, yeah, and they're going to do the thing that they did with Grand Theft Auto 5, which is 6 months from now they're going to put it out on PC. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to buy it again, and I will be one of those idiots.
Unless maybe they'll do the crossplay thing. Will that help?
Someone is still fighting.
No, but I saw they've relented on a couple of things, so I assume that they've just decided to give it
Fortnite money.
That's why they didn't put out the PC version right away. They're just like, we'll put out these two and then get the double dip when we put it out on PC. And I respect the game. I know what's happening.
What's happening?
Game respect.
Actually, that's not similar. So I was laughing at that before because obviously. It was on television. Mm-hmm. But I was more thinking, don't hit the player, hit the game. But yeah.
Yeah. Never coming lame.